from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. At least 20 people, including a Somali politician, were killed when a pair of car bombs ripped Somalia's capital on Saturday, 2 weeks after a huge bomb killed more than 350 people. Officials said Madowe Nunau, interior minister of Southwest State in Somalia, were among the dead. More than 40 people were injured in the two explosions. The first blast occurred at the popular Nasa Hablod II hotel, which al-Shabaab gunmen stormed after detonating a car filled with explosives at the hotel's gate. Somali officials said at least three gunmen are still inside, exchanging gunfire with security forces. A witness said dozens of people are now trapped inside the hotel. Reports say Abdinasser Garan Ahmed, a former lawmaker and a police commander, was among those killed at the hotel. The second car bomb exploded near the former parliament building, causing unknown damage. Al-Shabaab militants claim responsibility for Saturday's attack, saying they targeted officials inside the hotel. Catalonia's deposed president, Carlos Puigdemont, vowed on Saturday to keep fighting for independence after the Spanish central government ordered him to accept his cabinet's dismissal. The Spanish region of Catalonia is now under the direct control of Madrid. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolved Catalonia's parliament just hours after the regional body voted Friday in favor of independence from Spain. In addition to dismissing the regional parliament, Rajoy has called for snap Catalan elections on December 21st and has stripped Catalonia's most senior police officials of their powers. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on U.S. elections, according to several major news outlets. The grand jury's action, resulting from the probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller, was first reported by CNN on Friday evening. It quoted sources as saying anyone who is charged could be taken into custody as soon as Monday. The exact charges are unclear. Reuters, The Wall Street Journal, and NBC News have subsequently issued similar reports. All the reports have been attributed to unnamed sources. President Donald Trump on Saturday visited his Trump National Golf Club in Sterling, Virginia. The Iraqi Kurdish parliament will meet Sunday to redistribute powers away from President Masoud Barzani, who was under pressure to step down following an independence referendum last month. The parliament had already decided to halt Barzani's governmental activities and on Saturday said it would read out a statement from Barzani during the upcoming meeting. Despite securing an overwhelming yes vote in the independence referendum, Barzani finds himself in a tough position after Iraqi federal forces moved to reclaim territory near the city of Kirkuk. The UN Children's Fund warns potentially life-threatening malnutrition is soaring among Rohingya refugee children who have fled to Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, to escape violence and abuse in Myanmar. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The UN Children's Fund does not know the extent of acute malnutrition among Rohingya child refugees. So UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says a nutrition survey is underway that will provide vital data when it is completed in November.
What we already know is that the combination of malnutrition, sanitary conditions, and disease in the refugee settlements is potentially catastrophic for children.
More than 600,000 Rohingya refugees have arrived in Cox's Bazar since August 25th to escape violence and persecution in Myanmar's northern Rakhine state. Children comprise nearly 60% of the refugees.
That's Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva. A U.S. service member was killed and six others wounded in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan's Logar province late Friday. NATO's Resolute Support Mission Office said the crash was not the result of enemy action. General John Nicholson, commander of the RS forces, expressed his heartfelt sympathies to the families of the victims. A senior Afghan government official has disappeared in neighboring Pakistan, where he was seeking medical treatment in a private capacity, officials revealed Saturday. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.